rolls and flows of angel hair. And ice cream castles in the air. And feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way. But now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. Illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds. I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange. And they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusion. I recall, I really don't know life. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
Good evening to all those tuning in. It's around 8 p.m. and you are listening to The Pantheon on CFRC 101.9. I'm your host, Madeline, and that was Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now, off her album of the same name from 2000. I thought it was an apt way to begin the hour given this week's theme. If you're new to The Pantheon, I play a variety of music across genre and time, with each week featuring a through-line theme, which you can see before the show on my Instagram account, linked on the CFRC website. Sometimes the theme is simple, maybe an exploration of a certain genre, and sometimes it's more abstract. This week's theme is transformations, a look at songs that deal with all sorts of changes, from getting older, to changing seasons, to falling in love. Being a first-year undergrad student here at Queens, I'm at that funny point between childhood and adulthood, and I'm trying to find my footing while so much around me is changing. But whether you're 15 or 50, everyone has felt that terrifying realization that things are simply no longer what they used to be. And you can either cling to the nostalgia or let go and face the present head on. It's interesting to compare Mitchell's version of this song from when she was a young, fresh-faced singer to this version, recorded when Mitchell was 57. Both have their merits, but there's a clear sense of wisdom and maturity in the latter, where you feel like she's reflecting back on a life lived well, while her version recorded in 69 has the undertone of an excitement for the future. I wanted this week to be a meditation on change and what it means to people. While you're listening to this week's episode, maybe take note of the overall mood presented by each track and how it connects to what the artist is saying. And if you'd like, you can stay tuned to the end of the hour to hear my thoughts. Next up is Sympathy Magic by Florence and the Machine, off their new record, Everybody Scream.
Faces blurred. There is only after or before. Am I so different? Have I changed? I do not recognize my face. The scar fades, but pulls inside, tugging at me all the time. Chewing on a feeling and spitting it out. In a ball gown, anxious and ashamed, vague humiliations of fate. Only God that I know, and it does not want me on my knees to bleed. Head high, arms wide, aching, 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 and alive, and alive. So I'm
Once again, that was Sympathy Magic by Florence and the Machine. The next song I'm going to be playing is So I'm Growing Old on Magic Mountain by Father John Misty. This track is off my favorite album of his, the existential and satirical masterpiece that is Pure Comedy. The song takes its name from the novel Magic Mountain by Thomas Mann, which follows a World War I soldier who becomes ill at a tuberculosis sanatorium in the Swiss Alps. He then proceeds to stay there for 7 years, meeting a range of characters and having life-altering experiences. I picked this novel up recently at a rundown bookstore in Rome, and I'd recommend it to anyone who likes their literature like me, long, slow, and beautiful. This is a bit of a side tangent, but I've always been somewhat wary of speed readers and those whose only goal when reading is to finish 10 million books by the end of the year. I'm the last person to discourage someone from reading, but I think we tend to underestimate the value of taking your time with a novel to truly appreciate what it's trying to say. Maybe I'm biased because I've always been a slow reader, but I just can't imagine doing it any other way. Both the song and the novel explore the human relationship between time and wisdom, and provide a unique perspective on what it means to get older. Here is So I'm Growing Old on Magic Mountain.
That was the last New Year I'll ever see. I wanna stay on that magic mountain with lost souls and beautiful women. Some of farmer's potion. We were moving in slow motion, slower, better, slower, the better. There's no one old on Magic Mountain. There's no one old. Old on Magic Mountain. That was the very last barn I'm buried near. So for now everyone is dancing as if it's any time but the present. So for now there's no one old on Magic Mountain. There's no one old, old on Magic Mountain. Why? Has as people file back to the valley. On the last night of life's party, these days the years thin till I can't remember just what it feels like to be young forever. So longer I stay here, longer there's no future. So I'm growing old on Magic Mountain. I'm growing old. Oh, on Magic
just tuning in now, that was Father John Misty's So I'm Growing Old on Magic Mountain. Up next is one of my favorite anthems about the different stages of life and how we're not all that different from each other. Here is Old Man by Neil Young.
my eyes.
truly never get sick of that song. I actually had the pleasure of seeing Neil Young perform it live this summer, and it was definitely a top 10 experience for me. Although he had a really odd opener. I don't know what was going on with that guy. Anyways, our next song is from the Quebecois alt-rock group Arcade Fire, with their song We Used to Wait, an elegy for the person you once were.
Deep in my brain, but by the time we met,
was We Used to Wait by Arcade Fire. And now I have another Father John Misty song for you, you lucky ducks. Summer's Gone is off his newest record that came out around this time last year, Mahash Mashana. It's another gorgeous and melancholic track that mourns the loss of another summer gone. I've only recently switched to Team Summer, and I used to be the number one supporter of winter. However, I've come to appreciate the vulnerability that summer offers. Everyone is hot, uncomfortable, and lacking the literal and metaphorical layers that we don in the winter. Summer is a time for revelations, experiences, and new beginnings. I think Father John Misty does an excellent job at communicating this idea.
What becomes of the longing? Once your love's been spent, and the world becomes a stranger, but maybe not all that strange yet. What do you tell the madman who wants to see you dead? Against your will comes wisdom, and 40 more years left ahead. Wish it all away, the heat of the day. Till summer's gone, until summer's gone. I drive around the city, the place I knew is gone. There's no fun left to fear, but to Georgie it's still Babylon. The girls look good in riches, finer still in rags. Old shirts stretch across me, a ledger is sold wind back. Wish for skies of gray in the heat of the day, until summer's gone, until summer's gone, until summer's gone, until summer's gone. Skin your knee, and time can touch me.
Mm-hmm.
the bathroom between dances with a gentleman. She took the money from my hands. Said, I see Jesus in your eyes. You'll never belong here, no matter how hard you try. And they say, you'll understand it someday.
Sydney Ross Mitchell's new single, Cynthia, a song dealing with the terror and insecurity that can arise when falling in love. I'm now going to play Anthems for a 17-year-old Girl by The Broken Social Scene. This song came back on my radar when it was covered by Yule for the soundtrack from I Saw the TV Glow, a film that came out just last year. I'm not going to spoil anything, but the film is truly a beautiful take on transformations, and I definitely recommend checking it out if you haven't yet. I have to listen to this song quite sparingly, as it sometimes makes me feel things I'd simply prefer not to. There are many songs out there about yearning for your youth, but there are very few that feel like nostalgia itself is knocking on your soul and demanding to be let in. Anthems for a 17-year-old Girl is certainly one of them.
Used to be one of the rotten ones, and he liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and he liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and he liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that.
Was Anthems for 17-Year-Old Girl by Broken Social Scene. Up next is Lucy Dacus' cover of Jim Croce's iconic song, Time in a Bottle. I feel like I've been having quite a bit of discourse recently about song covers, so I'm just going to play the track and allow you to form your own opinions about this one. That was Lucy Dacus' cover of Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. Now for the penultimate song of today's episode of The Pantheon, I'll be playing The Circle Game by Joni Mitchell. If you can't tell already by the title, this song focuses on the circular nature of life. We may grow and change, but we all end where we began. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Let that notion be a comfort to you instead of another reason to get anxious. You likely have enough of those. Here is The Circle Game.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder. Caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of thunder, and tearful at the falling of a star.
Hiding from where we came and
We've almost reached the end of this week's episode of The Pantheon, and I want to thank you for tuning in thus far. If you've been listening closely, you might have noticed that every song featured on this episode that only focused on looking back in time is melancholic and upsetting. These artists chose the painful catharsis of nostalgia out of fear for the liberation of moving forward. It's easy to find safety in the past because you know what comes after, and the future is not so forgiving. But the artists that chose to embrace the future leave things on a much more hopeful note. This is why I've chosen to end the night with Changes by David Bowie, which I think is the ultimate celebration of the new, strange, and uncomfortable. Doing things with a bit of fear and, as Bowie aptly puts it, facing the strange, is in my limited experience one of the best things you can do for yourself. Here is Changes.
My time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
There's gonna have to be a different man.
Sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Where's the shame you've left us up to her next to me?
That concludes this week's episode of the Pantheon Transformations. Thank you again for listening, and if you at all enjoyed my rambling at you for an hour straight, then you can always tune in next week at the same time, or find me on Instagram at @the_pantheon97 with a 0 instead of an O. Have a lovely night, and I'll see you next week.
Hello, this is Christina Lori, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
What do you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Hello, Kingston. The annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there.
Sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Don't know where to go for help? We know how that feels, and we found help in Narcotics Anonymous. We have 7 days a week in Kingston. We do recover. You get more information on our website at www.limestonena.com or our Facebook page, Limestone Area of Narcotics Anonymous, or call the regional hotline 888-811-3887 for more information or to find a meeting.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via cfrc.ca. And thank you for your support.
Skin Fusion at 165 Ontario Street, just steps away from City Hall, is your luxury wellness destination offering elevated skincare and relaxation experiences featuring four beautifully designed treatment rooms staffed with professional estheticians dedicated to exceptional care, personalized treatments and results-driven skincare, and specializing in luxury facials, body treatments, massage, and advanced skin therapies using premium products. Follow at Skin Fusion Kingston on Instagram for news and offers, and book online at skinfusion.ca or call 613.